听力课堂，听 class.com。
2. Do you believe in palmistry? Introduction. A. In America, 13 is considered to be a superstitious number, so some buildings don't have the 13th floor. Instead, they go from the 12th to the 14th floor. Some house door numbers are like that as well.
B. When a ladder is propped against the wall, it's supposed to be bad luck to walk underneath it.
C. At Halloween, people usually place a carved pumpkin with a candle inside and a scary face carved on it outside their front doors. It is meant to frighten off evil spirits. Sample sentences. 1. Numerous devout men and women are kowtowing and praying.
2. She would be interested in having her fortune told.
3. I believe they were fated to be married.
4. You should go to an astrologer to have your horoscope read.
5. You can get someone to tell your fortune over the phone.
6. I believe for a business to succeed, it has to pay tribute to Buddha.
7. How much would you pay for genuine peace of mind?
8. I believe that two people sharing a pair is not good.
9. Are you superstitious? I guess I'm a fatalist.
10. While many college students felt the urge to push their beliefs on their friends, they also recognized that it might not be the most helpful thing at the moment.
Conversations. 1.
So, Jack, do you believe in ghosts?
No, not really. Why do you ask?
Because I want to tell you about the time that I saw a ghost.
You saw a ghost? When?
It was many years ago when I was a little child. It was the middle of the night, and I went to get a drink of water from the kitchen. I walked out of my room and was at the top of the stairs when...
So that's where you saw the ghost? In your house? What did it look like? Was it hideous?
It was a big green thing that looked like a person. It was in the kitchen, and it slowly moved towards the stairs.
So what did you do?
I hid so that it couldn't see me. Slowly it got closer and closer until...
Until what? What happened? Did you see it clearly? Did it attack you?
It moved slowly up the stairs, step by step, and I could hear its approaching footsteps. When it finally got to the top of the stairs, I realized that it was my father in his green pajamas. He had gone to get a late-night snack. 2. So do you believe in palmistry?
Palmistry? What is that?
It's when someone takes a look at another person's palm to tell the future.
Oh, you mean palm reading. I've seen that before, but I don't believe in it.
Are you sure? I've read a lot about palmistry, and I've been able to tell a lot of accurate things about a person from his palm. Do you want me to take a look at your hand?
Really? You've read books about it? Okay, then, but only if you want to.
Okay, let's see. Well, you've got a long lifeline, which is good, and the love line is strong.
What else do you see? Will I be successful? Will I make a lot of money?
Hard to say. Wait, yes. It looks like you will do well in business, and your ambition will help you a lot. But...
What? What is it? What's the matter?
You seem to have a large gullibility line. You believe everything you're told.
Hey! 3. Okay, so who are we going to invite to our dinner party?
Well, we have the Thompsons, the Greens, and the Andersons. About 12 people total.
Don't forget my friend Andy from the office. He has nothing to do on Friday, so I invited him over.
But that makes 13 people. We can't have 13 people for a dinner on Friday.
Why can't we?
It's an old superstition. If we have 13 people at the table, then it means bad luck. Can Andy bring a date?
I'm not sure. He just broke up with his girlfriend recently, and I don't think he's in the mood to start again so soon.
But we can't have 13 for dinner.
I think you're making a mountain out of a molehill. It's only superstition. It really doesn't mean anything.
Absolutely not. I refuse to have 13 people for a dinner on Friday.
Okay, okay. I'll ask my sister to come. That way we'll have 14 for dinner.
That's better. 4.
Hey, what's new?
Not much. Just sitting here eating some Chinese food. Is that the paper? Why don't you open it and tell me my horoscope?
Okay, wait a minute. Let's see. I'm a Taurus, and it says, Mars is in the third house, and is soon to eclipse Venus. I don't know what that means, but then it says, your charm and drive will win others over to your way of thinking. Remember to be positive. Sounds good to me.
What about Gemini? What's the prediction?
Since Mercury has crossed paths with Jupiter, your fortunes are falling. Bad luck will follow you today, and you will lose that which you value. Be careful.
That sounds bad. I'm really worried about what I should do. Maybe I should go home and stay in the rest of the day.
But we have a date tonight. You can't stay at home because of a stupid horoscope.
But those things are dangerous. I'm not going out if it means bad luck.
That's silly. They don't mean anything. Here, give me one of those fortune cookies you're eating. Let's see what it says. Sunshine will follow your feet if you let it. See, that sounds good to me. It's ridiculous to let a horoscope control your life.
I don't know. I've had days that seem to fit with my horoscope's predictions. But then there are days that it doesn't work. I really don't know.
Does this mean we're still on for tonight?
I guess so.
Good.
5.
We'd like a room with 2 beds, please.
A double? Let's see. I can put you in room 1405. It faces the river and has a wonderful view. That will be fine. Since we're going to be 14 stories above the ground, I think we should definitely have a room with a view. Boris, I saw you sitting out on the balcony of our room. I could see you from the street.
That's quite a distance. How could you tell who it was?
I recognized your bright red shirt. But there was something strange. We're in room 1405, right? Well, when I saw you on the balcony, I counted upward. I only got to 13. We're on the 13th floor.
No, I'm sure we're on the 14th floor. The desk clerk said so.
I know. I'll look out the window and count downward. I still say we're only 13 stories up.
Words and expressions. 1. Hideous.
2. Approach.
3. Palmistry.
4. Palm.
5. Palm reading.
6. Gullibility.
7. Superstition.
8. Molehill.
9. Horoscope.
10. Mercury.
11. Fortune cookie.
12. Ridiculous.